CapitalCityRoofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. that's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Healthcare, again a big topic at last night's Democratic Party presidential debate in Houston. Joe Biden says Obamacare works.
Add a public option, guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren say we should have Medicare for all.
I, who wrote the damn bill, if I may say so, intend to eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses.
We make sure that everybody gets covered by health care at the lowest possible cost.
Beto O'Rourke says he would require a mandatory buyback program for high-powered rifles. A Texas state lawmaker tweeted at him, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis." That's his birth name. O'Rourke responds, "This is a death threat, Representative. Clearly, you shouldn't own an AR-15, and neither should anyone else." America is listening to Fox News.
Hello!
Friday the 13th.
It's very scary.
Do you believe that something bad is going to happen today?
Jason saw his mother beheaded that night.
I don't need any more bad luck. Do you know how many mirrors I've smashed? If I see a black cat, I should run away.
Be extra careful on Friday the 13th.
You believe in things you don't understand when you
terrified that I'm going to get stuck in an elevator and have to poop.
The boogeyman is real.
We're all going to die.
You believe in things you don't understand when you suffer.
This is what fear feels like.
I will always remind you that you are a little fraidy cat.
It seems that everyone is obsessed with politics. And it also seems that obsession is affecting everyone's everyday life. Greg Budell, how are things going with you?
I can't afford health care. I can't afford child care. I can't afford to send my kids to college. I'm paying 40, 50% of my income in rent.
Well, you are in radio.
No!
Jay Scott, how would you feel if Elizabeth Warren were to win the 2020 election?
The longer I've been around, the less that appeals to me.
Emily Hayes, what are you and husband doing now that you've moved away from twice-a-day Millbrook?
For months, we've been saying we're doing three things. We are legislating, we're investigating, and third, we are litigating.
Well, I have another question.
I said what I'm going to say on the subject. That's it.
Excuse me!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, did you see that Democratic debate on television? I guess you did. And Rich Thomas, Can we get a comment from you?
I'm just not into it.
Well, it sounds like somebody had their grouchy pie this morning.
Sure does explain me.
I'm sorry, Rich. Is there anything I can do to cheer you up?
Shut up.
Okay. Stand by for three men and a lady. Rich, you sure there's nothing I can do?
Just shut up.
Okay.
Rich, would you hand me that mirror, please?
Oh, no.
Boy. Be one of those mornings, 9 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 of WACB, Three Men and a Lady with News Truly. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott is going to be joining us.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes. And now Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
As I get ready to tell you about another record-breaking 100-degree day, I'm thinking that there's probably Christmas trees up at Costco. I bet you there is. High temperature, well, if we get to 100 today, we'll blow away the record of 97 from 1991. So, clear tonight, low 73. We got that beautiful full harvest moon. It was spectacular this morning. The next time we have a full moon Friday the 13th, will be in August of 2049. And I'll be here.
I'll be 97. I don't think I'll be here.
High tomorrow in the upper 90s. Rain chances about 10%. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday highly dependent on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas, currently called Potential Tropical Cyclone 9. Likely to become a depression later on today, and then a tropical storm. Oh my gosh. The recovery efforts in the Abacos and Grand Bahama will be hampered as tropical storm warnings are in effect. Widely scattered storms are possible, I suppose, on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, but the rain chances are small. Right now, with clear skies, calm winds, it's 72 at 612.
What do you want to do?
I should just start at the beginning.
That's a great place to start.
Okay, here we go.
Here's why.
You should be happy.
You should be happy.
You know why? Because it's Friday the 13th.
Wait, what?
Why would that make me happy?
How about this?
So happens to be a full moon out tonight.
No, what is wrong with you?
Okay, how about this?
It's the weekend.
We have a winner!
And also, it's showtime.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 12 minutes after 6, this feature is designed to do one of two things. Salute somebody who did something so monumentally dumb, you know, in the insulting term, what a rocket scientist.
Right.
Or somebody who's come up with an idea that actually is kind of brilliant.
So it's twofold.
Yeah. Today we're going to go with the latter.
Okay.
You all know that baseball stadiums, football stadiums all over the country have corporate sponsors. And like, what was it in Seattle? AT&T out there?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile Park.
San Francisco still has AT&T, is that right?
No, they're Oracle.
Oracle now?
Yeah.
What is Oracle even?
Rich is an Oracle. He's a weather Oracle.
Well, I mean, I understand what that kind of Oracle is. I just didn't have a company. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
Please, no, continue. I didn't know either. Honestly, Oracle. Yeah.
I'll Google it.
Sounds techie to me. Hang on to your answer
cloud.
There. Let me get through this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dolphin Stadium has been, it's at, like, had 20 names.
Jeez.
Since it first opened in 1988, that was there. That one, the American Airlines Arena in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a porn site that has offered $10 million to put their name on a...
No. Where?
In Miami.
Yeah.
Where else? Right?
What's it going to be called?
let me see how I can... All right, fill in the blanks here.
Okay.
The big blank theory. That's one. Oops. And blank and sisters. That's
what?
About to fill in the blanks there and you'll get the name. Wait a minute. Maybe there's a better way here. Hang on. I think I can do this.
Bang!
Brothers. That's what they want to name the stadium. Can you imagine if they actually succeed? I don't think this is going to happen.
Well,
but can you imagine the announcers? Hey, welcome to...
Bang!
Zoom.
Stadium. We'll call it Zoom for
just,
a little.
Just so that the folks in Williamsport don't allow that stadium to be renamed by that company.
Yeah. Officials in Miami-Dade County are going to decide to whether or not to grant them the rights. I guess you have to kind of consider it a long shot. I would love to see how they're covering that story down there. Because it is the land of the lost, and, you know, but nothing would surprise me at all. Coming up a little bit later, we have The Timeline with Rich, and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, Random Facts next hour with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. I hope everybody found their Food Outlet breakfast to their liking this morning.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm going to work on it downstairs.
I'll try and extend the next break for you so you could, you know.
Is that bagels I see downstairs? Do you have bagels?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you get the cream cheese downstairs?
From my house.
Oh, gotcha.
You make your own?
Cream cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got the cow in the back.
Yeah.
That churning.
That's it's the tough, man.
For hours.
That is the toughest part.
Gets up real early to get
thankless,
that out.
Thankless job, I tell you.
Although it doesn't take, it's not what you would call a big stretch to the imagination to picture Emily squatting on the ground with a butter churn. Pumping the.
I have a little stool.
You gotta have a butter churn stool. Well, now I know.
Well, if you're squatting on the ground, I hope you have a stool.
Wow.
Hey, I know it's kind of early in the day, but maybe car shopping is part of your weekend plan. We hope you'll consider Tip Tames and Team at Jack. Ooh, look at that brand new right there at the top there, that 2016 Hyundai Elantra SE.
That's sharp.
Oh, that is a beautiful car. It's white, low mileage, and like everything in this category or any category, if it's got the Jack Ingram name on the back, it's a car that has been vetted. A new Rogue is in this group, too, a 2010 Rogue S. Nice. $5,700. It looks like it just came off the assembly line. You also have Nissan Altimas and Muranos in this category. And one of those Muranos got sold. Excuse me, there's one. And a 2009 Toyota Corolla XLE. These cars are ready to deliver reliable driving miles. How about this? This must have been really babied by the person they had it, you know, to the store and church on Sunday. 2007 Buick LaCrosse CXL. Only 77,000 miles on that car. So that was a car that was used gingerly over the years. Check it all out for a first car for a new driver or a second car for the family. Can't go wrong. See Tip and his team at 235 North Eastern Bypass. Browse online by price, your budget, the type or model of car you want at jackingram.com. 617.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is now charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all clear was given. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police tell us the shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early Saturday morning. And the River Region United Way kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign Thursday. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
I should have checked for the AM and PM on that, but you know what? It's Friday the 13th, so I'm going to write that off to just bad luck.
And Joey gets mentioned in that one.
Joey gets no exposure on this station.
Oh, God.
That's going to change today. That will be changing around 9 o'clock this morning. At least that's what I understand. This story got me. I thought it was electrifying because I'm the... Joe Biden's eye didn't blood up last night. Well, that's good.
What? Gross.
As the father of a daughter, you live for these kind of moments. And here's a dad who had his young daughter hold a sign with a message on it, and he read it out loud. And listen to what happens when he gets to the part about Jonas Brothers tickets.
Your sign says, "I have no clue. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight."
What?
Sounds like
is that
sticky.
A no? Do you want to go to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight?
Somebody needs to throw the Who song under there as soon as he yells.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me try something here.
You got it?
I got it. I'm ready.
Your sign says, "I have no clue. I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight."
What?
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show.
I don't know. Do you want to go to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight?
Sounds like listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It sounds like stepping on the tail of a cat.
Yeah, kind of. I just love that, and I thought it'd be nice to start off this Friday the 13th. Tell you, I saw an ominous thing outside this morning.
I did too.
What?
Jeff Blake.
Oh.
Jeff Blake's anonymous.
No.
An ominous sign outside.
I say that because, you know, I've been telling y'all I think I need glasses again.
Did you have glasses?
I mean, I had some glasses, but I think I need my eyes checked again. Point of the story is I'm pulling up to the radio station. You know, it's still dark outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this shadowy figure just ambling about.
No.
Not really. Walking, kind of just meandering over by your car, and it wasn't your gate, you know, like how you walk.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? As I got closer, I realized it was just Jeff Blake.
Just Jeff Blake, but looking ominous in the morning.
Well, you know, as I'm pulling off of Carmichael Road down the road, and I just see the shadowy figure because he's wearing like a gray shirt.
On Friday the 13th.
With a full moon. That started yesterday. It's just been, you know.
Spooky.
I was like, who's creeping?
I pulled up to my spot, and right there in front of the Thinking Stoop, I saw a large rodent.
Yeah?
Underneath the antenna pole.
Yeah?
That's his house.
That's
Templeton.
Well, as soon as I throw some rat poison in there, it won't be his house. That's my smoking spot. I'm not going to go down there and kill myself with cigarettes while I've got rats hanging out.
You meant it was Jeff Blake's house. That's where he lives.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's right.
No, I meant it was Templeton's house.
You left your participle dangling. 6:22. The market reached new highs yesterday. Not all-time highs, but new highs. Benchmarks, 27 on the Dow, 3,000 on the S&P, and things look pretty good.
Futures are up today.
What?
Futures are up today.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Get in. This is the time to start putting together a portfolio. And you can manage that any number of different ways, high risk, low risk, depends on what you want to do. Or if you just want to find a way to set aside money, save on taxes, so you can prepare for your kids' education or any other benchmark event that's coming down the tracks of life, so to speak. Call McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management at 387-0094. You know, many of their clients, a good number of them, came in just looking to start something and now have a nest egg. And you can do that by setting aside painless amounts of money. Let them show you how that can work for you by calling 387-0094. Go over there, have a conversation with them, meet that incredible team of people, and it's all about you and where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road. Thinking ahead, become managerial about your money. That's McDonald and Hagen, 387-0094. Speaking of Jeff Balocki, he's come from underneath his house to bring, with his unmistakable gait, to bring us the traffic. The timeline is next for Friday, September 13th.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, taking a look at your early Friday traffic, and we don't see a lot of problems for you. Traffic is starting to build up on the boulevard, but there's no problems for you. If you're on the interstates, they're up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s this time of the morning. Please look out for school buses picking up kids. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
21 million people in the United States suffer from some level of fear of Friday the 13th.
Okay, guys, the full moon is upon us.
Friday the 13th.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Very superstitious.
Curse is broken, people.
People are scared.
Writings on the wall.
How's that curse I cursed you with?
Superstition ain't the way.
Why wait for the weekend? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And the crowd goes wild.
That's outrageous.
It makes me loco for Choco Puffs.
Very superstition.
Full moon tonight, guys.
You wanna know what that means? It means it's gonna get freaking crazy up in here.
This is freaking insane.
At 6:29 with the timeline for September 13th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 256th day of the year with 109 days remaining, we're getting it said this morning. Today is National Peanut Day.
By the way, it wasn't. When I was doing Talk on LS, it was Just Say It.
Just Say It, okay. I was...
But I remember the Getting It Said for Chicago.
Sure. It's National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day. Ruh-roh. That sounds like...
Yeah, but who cleans it up? Isn't that my kid?
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're so loud.
Sorry about that.
Picked up by mics in other studios.
That was operator error, Emily, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know what I'm not wanting.
This will cheer you up. It's International Chocolate Day.
Nice.
We have a celebration for that coming up before the Chicken Trash.
Whoopee.
And it's Fortune Cookie Day today.
Fortune cookies have really turned into just statement.
I know. They're running out of stuff. 1814 on the state, one-hit wonder Francis Scott Key pens the Star Spangled Banner.
That's funny.
It's not our song of the day, but it's just, you know, interesting. I wonder what the B-side was on that. In 1814, 120 years ago, in 1899, Henry Bliss was hit by a car, Central Park West and 74th Street in New York, rushed to the hospital. He died shortly thereafter, becoming the first automobile fatality in America. Nothing to be proud of. 1936 on this date, 17-year-old Bob Feller strikes out 17 at age 17. Cleveland Indians pitching ace. Wow, that's a new American League record. 1959, Elvis Presley speaking of 14. Well, we weren't speaking. He meets 14-year-old Priscilla.
Rodham Presley. Priscilla Rodham Presley.
While stationed in West Germany with the Army. She was 14. I didn't know she was 14. She looked at least 15.
Said Jerry Lou.
What's next on the timeline, Rich?
1965, the Beatles' song Yesterday was released in America. It's become the most recorded song in history. Scooby-Doo premieres on this date in 69 on CBS. 1970, first New York Marathon takes place. Fireman Gary Mutrico won. 48 years ago in 1971, the four-day inmate rebellion at Attica. I remember this, yeah. In upstate New York ended, 43 lives claimed in that one. And now, our song of the day. Songs of Summer Series, August 1976. Group out of Ferndale, Michigan, had a string of hits. Later moved to Philly and teamed up with the architect of the famous Philly sound, Mr. Tom Bell. This is just shy of number one. It peaked at number two. Hey, let's prepare ourselves. The Rubber Band Man. I've got the spinners on your Friday the 13th timeline. Here we go.
Hand me down a walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch the latest sound. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down.
There's a 7-minute version somewhere.
There was a traffic guy in Mobile, and that was his music bit.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. There was a 7-minute version because I was a disco DJ in the late 70s.
Gosh.
You could fill the dance floor with that every time you played
it. I did that too. I hated the drunks that came up. Hey, man. Why don't you start playing something good?
Yeah.
Hey, play this one. We just played that one. 43 years ago in 1976, Rick Dees fired from WMPS Memphis in a dispute over his song, Disco Duck, which the station would not allow him to play. 40 years ago today, big day in hurricane history in the state of Alabama. Hurricane Frederick devastates the Alabama Gulf Coast on this day 40 years ago. Cuts Dolphin Island in two. 130-mile-an-hour winds. Massive damage across western Alabama, especially. And it's the first year that we used a male name.
David and Frederick were both threats to South Florida initially, David turned out to be a big fizzle. We had the wobbly stop sign and one red light that went out, and that was about it.
But you remember it was coming dead for Florida, and
yes.
It made the expected turn, and that's what happened with David. Speaking of storms, 1989, a storm named Hugo approaches the Leeward Islands. Over the next 12 days, it would kill 75 over the island of Guadalupe all the way to South Carolina, striking Charleston 8 days later.
We had a storm chaser. It was a buddy of ours. I'm the promotion director also was... Anyway, he went through Hugo in the stairwell of a motel. And the sounds that he recorded were unlike anything I've ever heard. Didn't hear him during Andrew. It was really weird. Really weird.
I forget the guy's name on CNN, but the CNN made a stupid mistake. During the eye, they thought, we could put up the satellite truck dish and do this during the eye. Well, timing didn't work out really well, and they lost that satellite truck.
Oh, yeah.
On this date 33 years ago, 1986, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Somebody gained a satellite truck, though. Wherever it landed.
Hey, look, Mom!
Can I keep it?
27 years ago in 1992, the Buffalo Bills beat the San Francisco 49ers 34-31 in the first, get this, puntless game in NFL history. There were no punts. Huh. Quarterback Jim Kelly and Steve Young both threw for over 400 yards and three touchdowns. 1997 on this date, funeral services held in Calcutta for Nobel Peace Laureate and future saint, Mother Teresa. 1998, this is the day that George Corley Wallace died. One of the most controversial politicians in U.S. history, died here in Montgomery at the age of 79. He was born in Clio, Alabama, that's Barber County, son of a farmer, worked his way through the University of Alabama Law School. On this date in 2004... Oprah says, you got a car, you got a car, you got a car. 300 people got a car on her show on this date in 2004. A sedan worth $28,500. You do the math. Birthdays. Ben Savage, Fred Savage's less handsome little brother, is 39 today. Fiona Apple is 42.
Whoa.
Stella McCartney is 48. She's Paul's and Linda's daughter. Zach Starkey, who is Ringo's son, is 54. Tyler Perry is 50. Jacqueline Bisset is 75 today. Peter Cetera, which had a lot of fame with Chicago, is 75. David Clayton Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, is 78.
Wow. That's
a big birthday run.
Barbara Bain, who was on Mission Impossible, the TV show, as Cinnamon Carter, she's 88 today. We're 9 days away from fall beginning. Canine birthday this weekend. Festivities begin with the visit of a gypsy poodle today. Bailey's birthday weekend begins.
Yay, Bailey!
A series of human birthdays begins 2 weeks from today, and then roughly every third Friday through November. Thanksgiving is just 76 days away, and that's it. Timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Now here's Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Sunshine hot, high 100 today. That would be a record. The record is 97 from 1991. Clear tonight, low 53. First full harvest moon is first on Friday the 13th in several years since 2000. Tomorrow, high in the upper 90s again. Rain chances 10%. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we had to take the rain chances down dramatically, down to about 20%, because that tropical system looks like we'll bypass Alabama. More on that coming up. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 72 at 639.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Our TV topic will be bite or suck.
What?
Yeah. On various items, what's the proper way to consume them? You doing an infusion this weekend?
I'm trying to do it tomorrow morning. And
I'm just going at 9. Why don't you?
Well, let's do it both at 9. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Can we modify our... Yeah.
I will set that up.
Okay.
Yes, I'm doing a Myers cocktail.
Good deal.
Yeah, I had all the energy I needed last week, visiting Goose, but...
Mm-hmm.
this week I feel like I've been paying for it, you know, so.
Well, you know me, I was having a tough week. I was in rough shape yesterday, and I was exhausted. But Myers Cocktail sounds great.
It's coming up.
Stand by.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Dangerous topic this morning. Survey asked about a bunch of different foods and how people would prefer to eat them.
Here are some examples. The majority said they would bite oranges, cheese balls, and chocolate, and they would suck breath mints and gummy bears.
Who is chewing breath mints?
Who sucks gummy bears?
Let's bring in 3 Millennium Red News Talk 93.1 for this
week.
You chew gum.
Good morning, guys.
Ryan said last hour that in the control room now they have their hand on the big red button.
Uh-huh. Why would they do that? What are they worried about? What could we possibly say?
Red button is what
that's
what
yeah.
he said. The Greg button, not the red button.
Oh, the Greg button.
Oh, don't even act offended. There's a part of you that's proud.
Oh, come on. This won't suck.
The only time you would ever want to bite or chew a breath mint is if you're in a real hurry to kiss somebody. Well, you know, because sometimes the clock is ticking.
No, I chew, like, I bite the wintergreen mints.
What? The blue lights are behind you. That's the other time you want
to. Oh, Ryan.
So what you guys got planned for the weekend?
Did they have a Ryan button in
actually,
your
seat? I hadn't been pulled over for like over 10 years, and yep. I got pulled over when I was visiting my daughter in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
And they let me go.
Did they?
Yeah. They take your light. The guy, I was slightly over the speed limit.
Yeah.
And the guy took my license. Said, "You're not wanted on any warrants or anything." I said, "No, sir. I'm actually a
not in this country.
I'm actually a pretty good guy."
Yeah.
So he went and ran it, and he says,
"You may know me from my days down here."
I never, ever said that, Ryan Stinnett.
By the way, that's a bad, bad, bad thing to say.
Yeah.
If they notice, that's one thing.
But do you know who I am?
You don't play that card, man. That's a good way to, you know.
Yeah.
Get an extra ticket for being a knucklehead.
I did that one night at karaoke, and the karaoke host said, "I don't give a flip who you are," and he took the microphone away from me.
Did you say it into the mic?
Yeah.
There may have been some whiskey involved.
Oh, okay.
As far as biting ice cubes,
well,
there's a theory why people do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the guy hitting the Greg button.
Yeah.
I remember when this came out of you.
Yeah. sexual tension of some sort, or is it? Yeah.
I believe the password is frustration.
I see.
Yeah. Thank so you. If you see somebody chewing on ice, they need help.
Like iron deficiency.
I thought you were going to say bite ice cream, and I immediately started.
No.
But popsicles
are like that are.
It's one thing if the tip of a popsicle breaks off in your mouth because you've worn it down.
Then you're going to chew, right?
Why would you? I mean, part of it is we need to learn how to savor life, mm-hmm. to savor a popsicle, and that goes for chocolate as well. You should park that in your mouth and just let it.
Or you should just not eat chocolate at all.
Well, now that's communist.
Emily, come on now.
No.
Where's that sense?
Yeah,
of
that?
We need to find.
You
need to get one with Emily's
name on it.
Then you go back to the Tootsie Pop commercial. Where it says how many licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and then you see somebody eventually biting into it. So you'll never, we'll never know.
Whoa! This is an L.
Can you Google that quick? How many licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop? They did come up with a number on that.
They did
a number of years ago.
Never know.
But cheese puffs are on this list. Who would suck a cheese puff?
Come on now.
It sounds like something you'd.
You said who would bite a cheese puff?
Suck a cheese puff. That sounds like something you'd say to somebody if you were angry with them. Like, go suck a cheese puff.
Okay.
Being spontaneous here.
Science says it is 364.
We have a number.
We have a number. How many licks?
Science says it is 364 licks.
To the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop.
And that's science, so you can't.
You
can't argue with that. Yeah. This is great journalism.
Yep.
All right. Well, we hope your weekend doesn't suck.
Yes.
And I quote, "For the love of God, wrap this up." See you guys on your way. Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, take care. We'll see you.
Is the halo over my head blinding them?
Bye, guys. And if you
you want to hear more from Brew in Italy, be sure to tune in to News Talk
93.1. Oh, we're a special group.
And there's...
Well...
That was unusual.
It was different. They pick... Look, I send them stuff, they pick.
Yep.
And that's what they pick for today. Big and John. I don't think there was anything in there that was
Big John picks that.
Yeah. Big John. I saw those guys out at Zubilation last night.
I bet.
Yeah. Oh, how was that? They said in unison.
That was the first time I'd ever been.
Yeah.
And
food is usually great.
I feel like I have the kind of luck where they'll probably say, well, we're going to go in a different direction next year because it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why I haven't been sooner.
Their food is outstanding.
Oh, my God. I saw some of our friends there. Yeah. Jan's Beach House, I think, is one of the clients there. What's the... why am I skipping on this other one?
Who is it?
Capital Oyster Bar.
And then they had adult stuff, too. Adult drinks.
Oh, yeah. The bar was open, and the food was going.
Let me see if I understand this. Jay won't come to any of my...
Our events.
Oh, Jay.
Social gatherings.
You're done messed up now, Aaron.
Aaron. Did you see the meme that they made with Dorian that said... it showed Jordan Peele, or is it Thomas Key? Francis Scott Key? The guy that does the substitute teacher thing.
Okay.
The guy that does the...
That's Keegan
Balake.
Key.
Where is Balake at?
That's Key.
Yeah, or as in...
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
They did one for Doe Ryan. On your way, Doe Ryan. That was happening... is that
I wish you guys would have been there because it was great. I think you guys would have enjoyed it.
We didn't get a card saying having a great time, wish you were here. That would have been nice. When are we going to do Bailey's birthday song?
When do you want to do it?
Why don't we do it? It's the family friendly 7 to 8 hour. Well, let's do it then. And we'll invite everybody to celebrate. Plus, I want to put a post up on Facebook. And we got the Duncan and Son Predictathon number 3.
Oh, wow.
It's Auburn-Kent State this week, and that will happen around 7:40 this morning.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings on your special day. Do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
As you roll out this morning to get your weekend started, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and things look good this morning. Be careful out there on the interstates. There's lots of folks rolling with you, and everybody looks like they're up at a speed limit ride. If you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, the crowds are starting to build up around you, so just be careful as you approach the boulevard. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's rolling along fine. We don't have any big delays, just slowdowns around the traffic lights. School buses are out picking up kids, so keep an eye out for them this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on the Alabama River cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Let me tell you about our schedule. We're open 5 days a week, closed on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open at 11 o'clock. Saturdays and Sunday at 12 noon, so we're here for lunch and dinner all day long, and we'll cook it up from the steamer. Y'all, we got some good old snow crab legs, shrimp from around Argentina all the way down to the deep water in the Gulf, so we got you something covered good. How about those crab claws from Biola Battery, some good fried shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good eating. Let's go ahead and let me tell you about Sunday afternoon. You know, every Sunday we bring in people from all around the world, and this Sunday, Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. That's right, some Louisiana music, some good Zydeco music. You're going to want to put your dancing shoes on, come down here hungry and have a good time with us. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu on there. It talks about renting a boat. Talking about getting down here soon. We'll have the RV park going. So we've got a lot of going on, and check it all out and get down here soon and come hungry.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 13th, 1952, the world welcomed little baby Randy Jones, the future cowboy in the Village People.
Congratulations, Mom. You just gave birth to a...
B-A-B-Y, you have a happy, healthy B-A-B-Y. Hi.
Randy Jones, a star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, we start today with Halle Berry. I've heard the song, She's Got Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If she's got Betty Davis Eyes, Halle Berry has construction worker hands.
What?
What?
Now, this is one of the most beautiful women that's ever been created, but people have noticed that her hands are looking a little rough.
Maybe she did a lot of manual labor when she was young.
Construction worker.
Is this the thing from the internet? Ladies, do not kiss New York Jets quarterback Sam Darnold. He has mono.
Oh. Yeah.
Which they used to call the kissing disease, right?
Yes. And
it's not, but it's...
No, and you can get it at pretty much any age. I had it when I was 37. And
really?
Really, the big issue is it's very fatiguing.
Do you worry that it turns into stereo? No?
Pardon me, hang on. I got to get a hold of my Rich Thomas rim shot. name the best NFL quarterback of all time. Just your opinion. Doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong answer.
I don't know.
Bart Starr.
Montana. I don't know. I don't know.
USAtoday.com did a list, and Tom Brady was number one. I think he's got to be.
Brady?
But Bart Starr is number nine.
Okay.
Jay?
I would go with that one as two, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was...
Eli's brother.
Number two.
Number two.
Oh, yeah. What about Peyton?
Peyton was number three.
Yes.
And Brett Favre.
Favre.
Was number four.
From Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Is it Brady?
Now, Drew Brees...
Brady was number one.
Brady was number one.
He said that.
Drew Brees was fifth. John Elway, sixth. I thought Elway deserved to be ranked ahead of Drew Brees because he won two Super Bowls, right?
Right.
Drew Brees is doing some great stuff. And has done some great stuff.
Roger Staubach, followed Bart Starr, number 10. Steve Young, Terry Bradshaw, Fran Tarkenton, Aaron Rodgers, Jim Kelly, Troy Aikman, Kurt Warner, Ben Roethlisberger, Dan Fouts, and Warren Moon. That's your top 20. Yeah. Casey Kasem.
Yep.
Now for a dead dog dedication.
Who?
Jay, you're the expert. Anything opening in the theaters this weekend that looks worthy? Hustlers? That's the one with Jennifer Lopez.
That's getting a lot of good... Yeah, it's getting a lot of good talk. In fact, if I go to Rotten Tomatoes, because on account of your...
Rotten Tomatoes.
We always like to catch their score.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Just for consensus opinion there?
Yeah, Hustlers is sitting at 90%.
Wow.
But that Goldfinch movie is sitting at a low 29%.
Yeah, Goldfinch, God, I don't even want to describe what that's about. It's depressing. Saturday Night Live will have its first Asian cast member.
Oh?
Good Lord.
Oh,
I had
really?
No idea.
Bowen Yang. Now, there's another new face in the cast named Shane Gillis, but he may have already lost his job because after he was hired, they found out he had made racist cracks about Asians.
Yeah, it's not going to play well.
I don't know what he said. I don't have any, and I'm not going to play it, so forget that. And Rihanna, this is going to come as a shock to some. Rihanna may be too busy to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It is 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Kind of a weak day for show business, huh? I can just toss that right out.
Boom. Throw it away.
And now, let's visit with Emily Hayes.
I have something to say.
That's breaking news right there.
Isn't it, though? Eddie Bader has an open house coming up on Sunday from 2 until 4. It's at 768 Williamson Road.
Is that the picture right there?
Yes, this is the picture, yes. Which I can't show you on the radio.
Really?
But just take a moment here and let's think about something.
Okay.
Almost 2,000 square feet, right?
That's big.
That's big. Three bedroom, two bath. There is a shop that's, I think, just under 1,000 square feet on the property.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man cave, workshop, she shed. Think about it. But don't just think about it. Go see it for yourself. Open house Sunday from 2 until 4 for 768 Williamson Road. Meet Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. That's enough reason to go right there. And this would be a great home for a first-time home buyer. But say maybe you're tied up Sunday afternoon and you can't get there, no worries. All you have to do is call Eddie at 322-0662, and he'll meet you any time of day. Literally, any time of day. He will go over there and show you that house or anything that you're interested in. If you're buying or selling, it's better with Bader, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. 322-0662.
I heartily endorse 100% of everything Emily just said.
I'm going to send you a better picture.
Okay, you want to take that one down?
I know.
Here's what I want to do.
You can edit.
Oh, I like that third one on the screen.
That one right there?
You don't
like this one?
Well, it's not my call, ultimately.
No, but I mean, which?
You're listening to a behind the scenes.
I love that one.
You like that one?
I love that one.
Okay, I'm going to send that one
to.
Now, you can.
Are you sending an email or?
Yeah, email.
That's always the best way. Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that. Behind the scenes, we're just looking. We are going to post Bailey, the board op dog, squeak, squeak, her birthday card on my Facebook page, and we would like you to just check in and sign it. That would be fun. At 3 minutes before the top of the hour, we revisit traffic with Jeff Balaki, Fox News, coming up in the next hour, Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
As you roll out this morning to get your weekend started, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and things look good this morning. Be careful out there on the interstates. There's lots of folks rolling with you, and everybody looks like they're up at a speed limit ride. If you're coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231, the crowds are starting to build up around you, so just be careful as you approach the boulevard. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's rolling along fine. We don't have any big delays, just slowdowns around the traffic lights. School buses are out picking up kids, so keep an eye out for them this morning. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month.